Thank you, Mr. Chair. And good morning, colleagues. Allow me to join previous speakers in congratulating you on the election as chair of MX3 and thanking you, as well as the ISU, for your efforts in preparing this meeting. I'm sorry, my intervention is relevant for this agenda item, so I'd like to briefly go into it here, but I'll keep it brief. First, I would like to thank Cuba, Iraq, and Japan for their working papers under this agenda item and the sharing of information on their efforts in this regard. And of course, we're also grateful for the technical presentations we've heard this morning. Switzerland fully shares the view that national implementation is a wide-ranging topic that requires action on multiple levels. The sharing of such information, as we heard this morning, and reviewing aspects related to national implementation is necessary to further the implementation of the convention and provide reassurance about effective BWC implementation. Switzerland recently updated its national biosafety and biosecurity regulation that I'm briefly going to introduce here. Switzerland revised its ordinance regulating the handling of pathogenic and genetically modified organisms in containment, such as laboratories. It is applicable to all activities which are such organisms, regardless of location, institution, or source of funding. Any handling of such organisms is subdivided into four classes of activities. The class of a given activity is determined after a thorough biosafety and biosecurity risk assessment. Class 1 and Class 2 activities are to be notified to the competent Swiss federal authorities, whereas authorization is required in the case of Class 3 and Class 4 activities. Previously, the risk-based approach primarily focused on biosafety. It has now been complemented with a definition of misuse and requires, among other aspects, considering the risk of misuse when determining adequate biosecurity measures. In particular, a non-exhaustive list of criteria has to be taken into account that is inspired by the 7 experiments of concern as referred to in the so-called Fink report. This approach allows for holistic assessment of activities in terms of both their potential biosafety and biosecurity implications. Requiring life scientists to consider the risk of misuse of their work in the framework of our legislation complements other awareness-raising efforts, including codes of conduct and biosafety and biosecurity education. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland.